Or maybe speed it up so I sound like a chipmunk.
Good point. Yeah, people don't know our real voices. Mine is actually even deeper and more Barry White sounding. Adam's I have to slow down just to make it sound human.
Yes.
Otherwise, only dogs can listen to the show. Hello and welcome to episode 52 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. 52, Adam.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I'm going to insert the sound effect of the what do you call it, the party favor.
Yeah, the little wizard thing.
So, as always, I am Alan sitting... No, I messed that up. That's great. The big 52, I got the bow tie on, and that threw me.
I got the party hat on.
We're sitting here in our best James Bond outfits to celebrate the milestone of 52, and I mess up the intro.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to episode 52 of the Two Hosers Photo Show.
Yay!
Can I cut that? Did you get that? Were you rolling?
Hooray!
Were you rolling on that rehearsal? I am sitting here in Vancouver, Canada, and with me, as always, is
Adam, Mr. Adam,
Mr. Adam. Okay, so that's it. 52.
Yeah, we're done.
Did you think you're shutting her down?
Yeah,
that's not true.
We said at the 52 episodes again ago, maybe we'll make it to 52.
And I don't know if we said we'd maybe make it to 6.
Yeah.
And the other 46 were just a bonus.
Yeah, yeah. And the extras DVD.
The bonus episode. Yeah, we'll make a DVD available. We won't. Mm-mm. People can just download our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the cloud.
Yeah.
It's not even the cloud, but it just sounds good. So, congratulations on 1 year. See, for me, 52 was the big one.
52, because we blew it on 50.
No. No. Because 50 is a nice round number. Oh. And later on, once you've done like 100 or something like that, if that happens, then maybe. But for me, 52 was the 1 year because even with the lost episode,
yeah,
we didn't miss a week.
That's pretty impressive. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with us.
Not that the show's good, just that we haven't missed a week.
Yeah. We're not good, but we're consistent.
Yeah.
We'll get you there. Good old Sheldon. That's a line from When Harry Met Sally. Anyways,
the end.
The end. I ran out of things to say. No, early on, I mean, even through, you know, I had a kid. We still recorded an episode.
Yep.
Christmas, New Year's, whatever else
Halloween.
Happened. Halloween.
Easter.
You had the summer vacation, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, you didn't go to Seattle. You had Wi-Fi. So it worked out well.
Yeah. Through thick and thin.
So yeah, I wanted to talk, before we get into the show, which we will talk photo stuff, unlike the Christmas episode.
50, yeah.
Which the reaction later on wasn't as harsh as the early on.
Yeah, you cut out half of it, though.
Well.
It was actually a 3-hour episode.
As far as you know.
And then you passed out, and I kept recording as I markered your forehead.
I wish you were lying. a lot of that didn't come out.
Yeah.
So, anyways... I wanted to talk a little bit about, let the listeners in on how the show started.
Okay.
Back, it was a year ago. I was here last Christmas.
Yeah.
So, 2 Christmases ago at this point.
Yeah.
And I was heading back to Germany for Christmas. I was back just before Christmas, heading back to Germany to spend Christmas. And I'd said to Adam, who's getting into, you know, he's taking a lot more photos. And quite honestly, every party we'd be at would just corner me and ask me a ton of photo questions.
Right, yep.
Does this button do?
Yeah.
And so rather than, you know, continue on that path of wrecking every party I ever go to, I thought, hey, you know what? I'll just make a podcast and that'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so, no, actually, and so I thought, well, he's getting into photography. Why don't we do a podcast?
I think again, I have a different recollection. I thought that you had this great idea of starting a podcast. It was in the back of your mind, and you'd kind of laid a few hints down to me earlier, and I kind of said, nah, it doesn't sound like a very good idea. And then you kind of very pathetically begged me one time, and I felt bad for you, and I thought I'd help you out, because I thought if you tried to go solo, and I've seen how that's worked out for you in the past. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I'd just add a little bit of flavor and I'd do you a solid. I didn't think it was going to be 52 solids.
That sounds revisionist. at best. Yeah, now you forget, made me forget what actually happened.
Okay.
No, I've been listening, ever since I moved to Germany, I started listening to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
Just due to content and you know, I don't watch television over there. And for various reasons, I kind of got hooked on a couple podcasts. And at first it was Kevin Smith did Smodcast.
Right.
And so he was kind of one of the first out of the gate to do it huge. And then a couple years ago, I started listening to a lot of Adam Carolla.
Right.
Yeah. He does like a daily show. And like 5 days a week, and I loved his show. He started out just doing one-on-one interviews, and then it got back to the old radio show that he'd been doing, which I'd never heard before, living in Canada. I don't even know if it aired in Canada. And so it kind of, some of the things that he was saying sort of inspired me to say, you know, well, why don't I do my own? I can do my own podcast. We could do a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it all started. And so thanks to Mr. Carolla, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Got nothing else going on in his life, but he, you know, his whole thing was if you like something, just go out and burn calories, and so that's what I decided to do. And right away it made sense to me that okay, I'm going to ask Adam
because I'm awesome,
and really, you know, a lot of extra time.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
but free time.
Yeah,
that's what we call you, FTA,
Captain Free Time.
Yeah, and so no, I knew you'd be interested, and so my thinking was okay, there's already a lot of photo podcasts. And I'd been on Chris Marquardt's show a couple months earlier, prior to that, for the first time. And that kind of, you know, I sort of saw how that went, and I thought, I can do this. And anyone listening, I'm going to tell you, you can do this.
You shouldn't, because then there'll be less people listening to our podcast.
I welcome the challenge.
Yeah.
I absolutely will, because when we started this, we were absolutely not the first people out of the gate.
No.
It's a pretty crowded field. And that was okay. And I knew that if we started, hopefully created a fresh dynamic, like you being the you know...
The funny one. Yeah.
You being the guy, you know, who's a photo hobbyist.
Right.
And me being on the pro end, and we can kind of do stuff together and sort of develop your skills as we go. I thought that might be a nice hook. But ultimately, I didn't anticipate having any listeners that weren't called my dad. I would have done the whole year without that. My whole thinking was, it was like going to the gym.
Yeah.
For me, I would go out and I would do something. We'd keep a regular schedule, and it'd be great exercise, and it'd keep me motivated, and it would have an effect on the rest of my work. And it did. It really did. It kept a momentum going in a lot of things, and so that was for me a positive.
Yeah.
And I figured, worst case, you would start getting good at taking photos on your end of it. Though.
Right.
That's
right.
What you get out of it.
So basically, you're saying that I sucked. Previously.
No, but you look, if you look for where you started and where you are now, there's a huge jump.
Yeah.
Like those pictures of that you've been taking in front of the white background, for instance. I mean, that incorporates a whole bunch of different areas of photography that you would never have done a year ago.
Definitely.
Would not have happened. So that was my whole thinking behind it.
Okay.
And I had said from the very beginning, if nobody listens to our show, I don't care. Now, that shouldn't be misconstrued as I don't care about our listeners, because that's not true. I very much do. I'm glad we have listeners. I'm glad it happened, because we actually ended up having, I'll be honest with you, way more than I thought.
Yeah.
Very, very early on, we had to upgrade our bandwidth plan, like 3 weeks in, because we were already going over our monthly limit. And then... Once again, we got a much larger plan, and then a few months ago, that would usually hold us until the end of the month, because it was a monthly thing, bandwidth. And we'd get by till about the 28th or 29th, and it would go over, so for a day or two, people couldn't download the show, and then it would reset. And that went on for a few months, and I was kind of like, okay, we're hanging on. And then 1 month, about halfway through, we hit our limit on like the 6th of the month. And that was it. We had to upgrade to the unlimited plan.
Right.
Now, that's the only metric I use to measure our listeners.
Of whether we use our bandwidth.
Yeah. I mean, now I don't even look at it.
Right.
There's plenty of ways to do it. You can go online and you can check all the stats and you can see, you know, there's X amount of people listening and doing this. Like, and there's tons of stuff. You can find out who's listening on iTunes and who's listening on the website, how far they get in the show, you know, all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that.
Well, we're not selling anything.
We're not selling. That's, I didn't even tell you to say that.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
But that's why we don't care about those things.
That is exactly why. So I'm glad people are listening. And the reason I want more people to listen, and that's going to be part of our drive in the new year, is to get more people listening to the show. Okay. And we're going to send something out, like just a little kind of a reminder to people about our show. And we want you to sign up your friends. Not because we get more listeners and we get more money, because we don't get any money for this. We're not going to have sponsors. I'll be very surprised if we have sponsors.
Unless they want to give us free camera gear.
At that point, that's a maybe.
Really? I'll take the gear then.
Yeah, okay, we can take it. Depends on the deal. Depends on what we have to do. But the whole idea behind this isn't to get sponsors and to sell stuff. It is to build a community. So we win. If your friends listen to the show, we win. Because there's more people participating and helping you out to take better pictures. Because that's kind of how I learned online is, you know, I start reading about this and this and this, and other people are contributing, and we all get better.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like for everyone to do who is listening. And if you do like our show, please tell your family, your friends, whoever will listen to you, to have a listen.
Yeah. And when you explain to your friend how to use the AV setting on their camera, and they ask you, where did you learn that, tell them from us.
Absolutely.
Unless you didn't, and then tell them from Joe.
Not tell them from us anyway, it just helps.
Just tell them, hey, check this website out. This will help you understand.
That's right. Now, speaking of sponsorship, I just got my first offer.
Really?
Yeah, for my own site, though, and I double-checked it, and it's not the greatest deal of all time.
Yeah.
And so I double-checked with some people I know.
Or something?
No, it doesn't work like that. It's kind of a, it's not a scam, it's legit.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't leave the best taste in your mouth. No.
I'm not going anywhere with that.
Oh, nothing bad. I didn't mean it like that if you're kind of... No, what it was, it's like random things. Like, it might not be... It's not a specific product.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody from, you know, Canon phoned us and said, hey, we want to advertise on your show or whatever. It's just basically they want to sell a spot that would be like rotating ads for whatever product. And you might not like the product. It could be anything.
Oh, okay.
Anything in the world that you might disagree with or something. And really just kind of, you know.
And they're going to plunk it up on your website? Like, that's
no, they're not going to. I'm going
no,
to.
No, but that's what the deal would have been.
Right.
So they'd run the ad. You don't know what it is, but they could run any ad on your website.
If I understand correctly, that's what's going to happen. And so you have no control, and there's really not, it's not very much money.
Yeah.
But even if it was, it would have to be an awful lot of money. But at that point, you're going to lose all the listeners.
And you're going to look like a sellout jerk.
Yeah. Well, not sellout, because it turns out my kid likes to eat. So I think we've all sold out a little bit. Because I know you like being a physiotherapist, but you probably wouldn't do it except for all his Benjamins.
Right.
And that's his client list, by the way. They're all named Benjamin in a weird twist.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's the point. We're not doing, it's not about selling that. So future of the show. After a year, we've had a few people ask and, you know, their big plans.
Huge plans.
Are there?
I don't know.
I was hoping
usually you tell me what the topic is about 2 minutes before we start. And then I listen to you ramble on about analogies and how this is like when you build a box or use a wood chopper or whatever. And then we say the end and we talk about our websites.
Well, this year I'm going to start telling analogies about analogies. I'm going to, it's going to be a feedback loop, like Inception. Am I sleeping? What's going on?
Yeah.
No, just our audience. They're sleeping.
Okay.
No, the truth is I don't have any grand plans for the show. I don't know if you do. I think we're going to keep moving forward how we are. We're going to add some video because your new camera
does video.
Shoots video.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I've only done a few, but I like it.
Okay. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to add a couple of YouTube videos, a few YouTube videos here and there. I'll try to do it on a regular basis and see what kind of feedback we get there. That's going to be a plan. The other big plan I've been talking about for months and have not had the time is we are going to amalgamate as many of the different websites together into one.
And that's the Google Plus?
It might be the Google Plus. I'm going to have to move our main Tuhoser site anyways. Because some stuff, web stuff coming up, nothing exciting, but I'm going to have to find a new home for it and a new way to publish it. So I would anticipate it's going to take on a brand new look in the near future. I'm hoping sometime in February. It takes time. I hate to say it again, I'm really busy with actual work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it hasn't happened. We've had some really kind offers from a few listeners who have agreed to offer to help kind of coach me on how to use Google Plus, because I'm still bad at it in terms of I double post sometimes, or I post on the wrong site. So when that, in the new year, when things slow down, I will take advantage of that offer.
Okay.
It's much appreciated. Anything else that you can imagine for future of the show?
No.
Okay.
Make it better.
That's what I hope we do.
Yeah, even better, because it was already good.
You had said you were going to design an app specifically for listeners to listen to our show.
Yes.
That's a lie.
Almost done.
Almost done. It's called Safari.
Been working on it day and night the last few weeks.
That sounds awesome. It would be great to have that, actually, because Adam Carolla has that.
Oh, really?
But I think he has a lot more money than we do. His listeners are a lot higher numbers.
Does he have kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a couple.
I was
going to
say, maybe he doesn't have kids.
No,
he has kids. But he has someone working for him.
He's got a lot of people working for him. He's basically defined what podcasting is going to be. So that's not going to be us, unfortunately. Anyways, so we'd like to hear from you. If there's some things on the show that you'd like to hear about, specific topics or vague topics even, throw it out there. Throw it on the Google Plus page. Send us an email at questions@twohosers.com, and we'll see what we can address.
Okay.
So before we get into the rest of it, man, this is going to be a long show.
Do we have a title for this episode?
This one is New Year's Resolutions.
I thought it was Al Rambling.
No, that's everyone. That's the Grand Arcing 52.
I thought we were going to, maybe as New Year's Resolution, you should ramble less.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take it away, Adam.
Is the podcast over? I'll wait you out.
Uh-huh.
You've got the show notes.
Uh-huh. Tell me more, Adam.
Roll reversal.
Uh-huh. Now I just feel bad for the listeners. Okay, I'm going to carry on rambling then.
Okay.
So I'm going to issue this year, 2012, part of the resolutions, but that's going to come up later, the rest of the resolutions.
Yep.
I'm going to issue a photo challenge to you for the year.
A year-long photo challenge.
A year-long photo challenge.
So I'll wait, like, how many days are there in a year? 360-something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure deck 14, you're going to be scrambling.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
There's only 1 hour left.
I cannot believe it. No, the photo challenge this year is I would like you to shoot a series. Now, the number of pictures is up to you. A series of photographs under one theme. Have a theme that we're going to pick right now.
Yeah.
And shoot photos around that theme with the idea of publishing a book. Now, publishing is not the right word because it's going to be one copy.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, what you give to your wife for Christmas.
Awesome. That killed two birds with one stone.
That's how I do it.
Maybe I shouldn't kill birds.
Yeah, I don't want to kill birds either. I don't know where you're going with that. Injure two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
You know, catch and release. But so that's the photo challenge. Now, okay. I've already picked a theme.
Oh, well, tell us.
My theme is the Schwartz family.
Yes. Easily shot from Germany.
No, my theme is simplicity. I'm going to shoot pictures about, now not the dress pattern.
Right.
But just things that are simple, simple photographs, objects that are simple. Everything you look at these pictures, you're going to say, hey, that is simple.
Okay.
Probably a lot of self-portraits.
Right.
That guy.
Of half of your kid's face.
That guy is simple.
That was a throwback to the last simple picture that
That's
we
good.
Did. Yeah.
That's a callback for like four episodes ago.
Yeah.
Even I don't remember
and
what
I was,
you're talking
and
about.
And I was mad because a few of the listeners backed you up and saying that that's exactly how a portrait should be done with half of your face.
Well.
It wasn't exactly what they said, but they backed you up only because you're the pro guy. I'm still bitter about that.
That's true.
I think the general consensus, I went and I pulled a national, I don't know, segment of the population. Is that not the right word?
Sure.
But the consensus was that I was right.
Mm-hmm. Good at rambling. Oh, take it away. My whole thing now, go ahead, pick your category and I'll tell you why I picked simplicity. What's your theme?
Well, you just put me on the spot.
Putting you on the spot.
Light.
Okay. What kind of light?
Interesting light.
done. Adam's theme is going to be all about light.
Yeah, special light.
He's going to, oh, you're narrowing it down.
Interesting special
light. You're handcuffing yourself. Yeah. Now you're like Houdini trying to swim under the ice with the handcuffs. just swim it, man. It's impressive enough.
Okay, all right.
Special light, okay, but we'll get the idea.
Yeah.
So yours is going to be all about light.
Yes.
So, I mean, my goal with this is to shoot, I would like to shoot at least a couple pictures a month. So I have, and possibly a bit more. So I have around 30 photographs that I'm going to
hope. That's a lot.
It's ambitious. I may not get to 30. It's okay if I don't. I refuse to be judged by you.
I'm going to shoot 12.
Great.
And then if I get more than that, then I'm just awesome.
Way to set your sights low.
Set the bar low, yeah.
Really low expectations.
Yeah.
And then squeak out 13. Yeah. Oh, who's the big hero? Adam. Yay.
Exactly.
I'm going to try for 30 and probably fail.
Okay.
You know, and then just basically shoot the same one. Oh, that's terrible. I'm going to shoot the same one 4 times and then tell me, no, that's a theme. That's what we call simple. Adam just spilled my coffee all over the place.
No, I didn't. You spilled your own
coffee. Who drinks coffee at night anyways? This guy.
Well, if you got to stay up and listen to this podcast.
It's a good, valid issue. My thing with simplicity, there's a reason I picked it. Now, since we've gone on forever already, I'll try to keep it short. But is it me or has everything gotten unbelievably complicated?
My life is simple.
Your life is not simple. It is. The reason I thought of this was the other day. We stayed over at a friend's on New Year's. And the next morning, I was up very early because I'm up at the crack of dawn. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a go-getter.
Yeah.
And while I was up at like around 6 a.m., mostly because my friend's guest room smelled like he had guinea pigs, even though he doesn't. Yeah, he has no pets. And so I was wondering why it smelled like pea-soaked sawdust in there.
Right.
And so I just scrammed. And I went downstairs and left my wife and daughter in there. They were fine. Anyways, so while I'm downstairs, his daughter comes down. She wakes up. And, well, not his daughter, his 19-year-old exchange student. And she calls me Uncle Alan, which is weird.
Yeah.
But, no, his daughter, who's 6, comes downstairs and says, Uncle Alan, we want to watch TV. Can you help us turn the TV on?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a tech guy. I couldn't turn the TV on. 30 minutes, because he has one of these universal remotes
right. That
isn't that universal. And all of a sudden, things don't match up. And it took me about half an hour to get it on the PVR.
Yeah.
Even though it was on, and the other thing was on, and to be fair, there is a button, a crucial button missing from his remote.
Oh.
Like someone had pried it off, and it's, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, after 30 minutes, I thought, television shouldn't be this difficult.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
And so I've seen a lot of that pattern happening. The quest to make things simple has made things far more complicated than they need to be. And so I see that in a lot of ways. And so that's why I'm going to turn the tables, and my project is going to be all about simplicity.
Because this is just more than photography. This is life.
My camera is too complicated. I don't get it. I would like them to scale back. Like, if I was in charge of Canon, which I am not, I would take the 5D Mark II and I would lose about 90% of the features. Like, for me, I want two settings. I want AV, which I use almost never now,
mm-hmm.
and manual.
Yeah.
I don't want anything else. I would put the aperture ring back on the lens. I like that. I like having a physical tactile thing to touch. The rest of it, everything gets in the way. These menus, and Canon's pretty good with their menus. It's pretty intuitive, but there's still too many of them.
Yeah,
and so it gets in the way, and I long for things to be simple. So
maybe that's a camera in their new line.
I was hoping it was going to be,
yeah.
And then they announced their video camera, and I thought, okay, I would like for them to make a dedicated video camera, because I love shooting video with the 5D up to a point. And then when they announced their dedicated camera, and it's wildly expensive and still looks way too complicated for what I want to do, and I was a little bit disappointed.
Mm.
So, simplicity. What did you shoot this week?
New Year's picture.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. Partly because that was the challenge, and partly because it was New Year's.
That's what we call a twofer.
Yeah. So I was probably going to take a New Year's picture anyways.
I would think so.
Yeah, just to document New Year's happening.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that I did that.
I shot, now that you ask, I shot some pro headshots for a well, you know her, a friend of ours who's a realtor.
Yeah.
She needed some new headshots, and I said I would do that. And so that worked out pretty well. But I didn't learn a lesson. I was sort of had a lesson reaffirmed to me.
Okay.
Unless you are willing to have either a bald person be the subject,
yeah,
or B, have a professional hairstylist on site,
mm-hmm,
do not over backlight the person.
Because?
You will see hair everywhere. Mm. She'd had her hair done. She looked very professional and that. But due to circumstances, the background wasn't very good. So I was trying to compensate for a bad background. And the way the lighting I chose, I really backlit her.
And you couldn't tell from the LCD?
I couldn't tell from the LCD that it was terrible. I should have known better. Mm-hmm. Now, the picture is very good. Like, she likes the picture, mm-hmm, but I see the hairs around.
Photoshop?
It's a lot of Photoshop.
Yeah.
She's a lot of hair. Yeah. So, on the other hand, I wish you sold houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should.
Yeah. So, that was something I sort of kicked myself and thought, you know, we took some more pictures in a different setting, except for the one pose that was the knockout pose was in the backlight session.
Ah.
So, you know, kind of a rock and a hard place now. What do we do? I'm thinking of retaking it.
With me?
No, yeah. With, maybe she'll shave her head.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe she'll sell homes in the future.
Yeah.
So there's that. I shot some more family portraits.
New Year's?
Before that. Oh, New Year's Eve day I did.
Okay.
And that was interesting. We did the best I could running around. We had, it was extended family, so it was like 10 people, 4 of them kids under 4.
Yeah.
All of them eager participants.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
At playing with toys.
Yeah.
Once it got to the photos, not so much. But we did the best we could and you know, tried for the group photo. Do the group photo first. That's my recommendation. Because they have you come in, they want you to do a group photo, and then try to do a bunch of one-offs, like a one-offs, like father-daughter, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start with the group photo, get it out of the way.
At least you get that done, yeah.
And then we call it in the film business, you start shooting people out. So, like in the film business, if you had, let's say you have a movie that you've hired George Clooney, well, you can only afford him for one day. You shoot all of his scenes the first day. And the guy making scale, well, he can hang around till the end of the month. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but Clooney, we shoot him out and get rid of him. So in this analogy, I'm Clooney.
Okay.
Just,
I don't see how that works.
But... No, Rosemary Clooney.
So, I don't know who that is, but it sounds funny.
It's his aunt, and she's a pretty good singer.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's what we do, is you shoot the group and then start shooting out the little kids, and then whoever's, you try to look at who has kind of got the look on their face, like they've hit the wall.
Yeah.
You get them out of there.
Okay.
So that's what I did. So... There we
go. Good thinking. That's good thinking.
Whew. Only half an hour in. Time for the photo challenge.
Yeah. This is the episode is entitled Photo Challenge.
It better be.
Yeah. So New Year's. New Year's snapshot.
It was a New Year's snapshot. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at my notes saying, I think I said New Year's. Did I say New Year's snapshot or New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, and I'm going to hang myself with the rope here, I think I said New Year's Eve.
Okay. And you didn't do that?
I didn't do that.
What did you do?
I got drunk and forgot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Irresponsible.
On the other hand, had a pretty good time.
Well, then, hey, everybody wins.
My buddy moved into a house. They got a brand new hot tub.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Except you on this photo challenge.
Also, the hot tub lost.
Oh, no.
Well.
Have something bad?
Moving on.
For dinner?
Moving on. So let's deal with my photo first, because yours actually is a New Year's Eve snapshot.
Yep. So when is that taken?
I went to the polar bear dunk, the polar bear swim the next day. That is New Year's Day morning.
New Year's Day.
So I included mine as a New Year's photo before remembering that it was a New Year's Eve shot.
Okay.
But this is English Bay in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Where everyone's watching. Those are people watching. I didn't want to take pictures of a bunch of people in their swimsuits. I felt kind of awkward. Okay. Even though a million people were snapping photos of people in their swimsuits.
Yeah.
And various costumes.
Okay.
I decided to take a picture of the spectators.
Yeah.
Spectating the polar bear swim.
Okay.
So that's what that is. That is a complete snapshot. Nothing,
that's got nothing to do with New Year's.
Absolutely everything to do with New Year's. You know what? Like when I admit my mistake, it's bad form for you to just pile on.
All right. I call that the at-ridge technique.
I call that I'm just lobbing muffins right down the middle, and you're hitting them out of the park. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're better than that.
I like the picture. Outside of the fact it's got nothing to do with New Year's, I like cityscapes. I'm a fan of cityscapes. I like this, and I like that you've kind of got three layers. So you've got the people in the foreground, and then the buildings, and then the mountains. So that says a lot about Vancouver. Although, if this is a picture about the polar bear swim, until you mentioned that, I would have had no idea that there was a polar bear swim going on.
You might have, if I made you look at it for a long time, you might have figured it out, because on a January day, there's not that many people on the beach normally.
Probably.
You can shoot a cannon off, and I wouldn't recommend shooting a cannon off. Just for, don't try this at home. But there's not many people down there.
Okay.
But this day, it was packed. Like, there's over 2,000 people who registered for the swim.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of people like myself, who I'd never seen it before.
I thought these were people that showed up because they heard the two hosers were going to be at the beach.
And only one of us showed, so wow, were they disappointed.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my snapshot. So let's have a look at yours.
Okay.
That is New Year's Eve right
there.
That's
New Year's Eve.
We went. Now, I'm going to take issue on you.
Why?
Is that a snapshot?
No, it's not. That's posed.
That's posed. I think, yeah. Did we just fail?
I think so. I knew you were going to call me on that not being a snapshot. It's the closest thing to getting all of us in a photo that's as if it was a snapshot.
Yeah.
I didn't do a whole lot here other than, you know, basically put the camera on a tripod and bang the external flash up off the ceiling.
Now, so where was this taken?
Not in Seattle, but near Seattle in Bellevue, Washington.
I think, let's check a map.
Yeah, it's close.
Everybody Google that.
It's about 45 minutes from Seattle.
Are they touching?
No. Do you think, on a map, maybe.
Do you think people in Bellevue, like in North Bellevue, or is it
Bellevue.
North? Yeah. Bellevue, what did I say? Yeah. Belleville?
Belleville. That's in Ontario.
Yeah, no. Like in Bellevue, is it north of Seattle?
That depends.
East?
Where you're standing.
Well, no. The compass.
Yeah, it's north.
So it's north.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are absolutes. Never eat shredded wheat. No, yeah. I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
So it's north.
Yes.
So do you think people who live in South Bellevue tell people, I live in Seattle?
Maybe.
Yeah, I bet you they do. Sort of like people in South Surrey say, I live in White Rock.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's very much like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay. So anyway, so you're in Seattle.
Yeah.
So did you go to Seattle? Did you go to the science or nothing?
We went to, there's a kids museum in Everett we went to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we did a kid-friendly New Year's. It was kind of a last-minute thing, and we went down to Bellevue. Kids really like swimming these days, so we wanted to go somewhere where there was a pool, and it wasn't too far a drive. We didn't want to have to deal with traffic going into Seattle, so we figured this was perfect. And yeah, so that's what we did. So there's a big New Year's party at the kids museum. We did that, and we did some swimming, and then we stayed in our room and partied like you would not believe.
Like it was 1909?
Maybe, yeah. We had the earliest New Year's on record because it's in one room, so we're all in bed asleep by 9:15. Yeah. The only way we could get the kids to bed
12:15 on the East Coast.
Yeah. We rang in the New Year's actually on the New Year's Rockin' Eve in the Eastern time zone, and then we hit the sheets at 9:15. So
nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had the kids, and we did them at 10:15 actually, or 10 p.m.
Yeah,
and so I just assumed it was New Year's in Regina or something. I don't know. We watched Dick Clark in the Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah,
and that was it. Yeah, nice. So there you go. That's your snapshot. I got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I try to make it again. This is the room, so you get what you get. So yeah. I tried to make it. As to look like a snapshot. I didn't set anything up. I'll be honest,
it looks better than a snapshot. That's my only rip on you and we'll talk about that in resolutions.
Okay.
And I'm not ripping on you at all, because that's a well lit shot, looks good, the lights look good. I got nothing to complain about. I did.
Let's move along.
Let's move along then. And the funny thing was, is I saw you the night before.
Yeah.
You made no mention of going to Seattle.
You're right. Yeah. We were just deciding that evening, nothing was set in stone, so we didn't have a plan. I just told Lisa when I left, because I saw you and we played cards, I said when I was leaving, see if you can...
We played poker.
Yeah, we played poker. Cards. It's a type of
card. We could have been
splitting
playing.
Hairs.
Scat. I don't know. What are some of the games that like, you know, women play?
Old maid?
Old maid. Euchre. I don't know.
Goldfish?
No, Euchre's kind of fun. That wasn't what I'm thinking.
Crazy Eights?
Crazy Eights. We played some Crazy Eights.
Long story short, because I'm going to kill it, Lisa did the plans while we were out playing poker. So
nice.
There you go.
There you go. This week's topic, if we still have room.
Are we at the 50-minute mark yet?
Oh, well, we ran out of memory card a long time ago. No, we didn't.
No, we're okay?
No, yeah, it's a 16-gig card. We can go all night.
Okay, so the topic is?
New Year's resolutions.
All right.
52 shows, 1 year. It's the first show of 2012.
And these are photography resolutions?
Probably the last year of the show, thanks to the Mayans.
I'm not going to give you
anything. The end of the world?
Yeah.
No.
It's fine.
It's always the Mayans. Nothing ever changes, man.
Blame the Mayans.
Yeah, they should be the villains in every movie. Up until now, like every movie, it's always, if you don't have a villain, Nazis. You pick the Nazis,
yeah,
like Indiana
Jones.
They're
a safe bet. Yeah.
Now I think we go with the Mayans.
Did Indiana Jones do that?
Oh yeah, a couple, the Nazis a couple times.
No, the Mayans.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he had Mayans and the Soviets together. I did not get to the end of that team. Fourth. The end of the fourth one, I did not get to the end of it.
Was there ever a Mayan wrestler?
Anyways.
There should be.
My favorite poet is Maya Angelou. I think she speaks to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So we blame her. The Mayans and Maya Angelou. I wish I'd thought of a better... I could have opened with a Maya Angelou saying the end of the world joke. If I'd have workshopped that ahead of time.
Yeah, I would have laughed.
Moving on. New Year's resolutions. Do you have
photography?
Let me check my list. Yeah, I do. They're all photography.
Okay.
I had a bunch of other ones too, but...
I don't pre-plan, so you're springing this on me.
All right. Well, I'll start then.
And then I'll try to think of something.
Yeah, you try to think of something photography related.
Okay.
My first one, they're not in any order. I didn't make them in any specific list. But one of them is I want to have more fun. That should be your resolution for life.
Yeah.
But the last couple months have been pretty hectic. Like, you know, I'm not complaining at all because I enjoy working a lot. But because my work has been 100% behind the camera the last few months, and it's like, and more stuff popped up. Like I even shot some video stuff last week. Like the day before Christmas, I got contracted to do a very small job, but little things like that, and it was all rushed. And so, because I've been spending so much time doing that, I haven't had as much time to just go out and snap fun photos. So in the new year, I'm going to shoot more film for one. The plan is to, I want to buy a developing tank and a setup in Germany.
Yeah.
Because I have that here, haven't used it in a long time, but rather than take it with me, I'm going to order one there, and I'm going to shoot my own black and white film just for fun. That's one thing.
Okay.
That's all of them.
No, yeah, that's one thing, so.
Yeah, one thing's plenty. I think that's plenty to have more fun with
okay,
it.
Okay, so that's your general resolution.
That's one. What have you got?
I think I'm going to try to take less pictures.
Great
I take too many, and I find that for a challenge specifically, more than anything else, when I take pictures of my family and my kids, I generally, you know, kind of take the picture of what's happening, and then I move on, put the camera away, whatever. But when it comes to the challenges or anything outside, like if there's a nice sunset and I go out to take pictures or something, I tend to bang off, you know, 10 times more than I need, just wanting to pick the best one out of the batch. And I think we talked about that before in terms of things we'd like to change, and I still haven't gotten out of that habit as much as I'd like to, so I'm going to make a conscious effort to just stick with my gut now that I've got a camera that gets the focus right. I think that's part of the problem, is I would take more because I wasn't unsure as to whether or not the focus would be right. Now it gets it. I don't need to take so many pictures. One, two, and then just let it go. Move on.
I you know what? I'm going to follow suit on that. I've already done that to some degree this year, last year. This year, I want to go even further. Trust my instincts and think, you know what? I got the picture. Move on.
Yeah.
Great one. Okay. My next one is sort of tied in. Like, first of all, I want to take more snapshots. I've kind of been thinking about it and like looking at some of my pictures and all the pictures of, and this kind of goes in with the more fun thing. Is I spend too much time worrying about framing and all the keys that we're trying to teach, for one.
Yeah.
But I let that cloud the moment that's happening. So like I don't have that many snapshots of my daughter. And I think about that and I think, you know, it's a nice problem to have. You know, my diamond shoes are too tight and, you know, my swimming pool is too warm. Have I used that joke on the show before?
No.
I hope not.
First time.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to cut that part then. It's a great problem to have, but I kind of want those sort of bad, not bad pictures, but those sort of imperfect pictures that celebrate a moment that you don't mind. It's a little bit out of focus or it's a little bit motion blurred, but you caught that one moment that you would never have got if you were busy, you know, mashing buttons.
Yeah.
So that's my one thing. But to tie that in with some of my pro work, I want to focus more on the specific moment of things. The look on someone's face, the interaction between a father and his daughter, for instance, and less on the technical side of it.
Yeah.
Because even now I find I go and I'm gonna take a portrait session. Like, well, I have three lights. I better use three lights. And I don't really need three lights. This happened in the portrait session the other day that I was telling you about with the 10 people. I went and lit the whole place, and it all looked very nice because they have a very, very beautiful home. And I did the whole thing, and then the kids were being very uncooperative because she was two.
Mm-hmm.
And so after it was all, I started packing all my lights and gear up. She started to sort of have fun with her dad. So I just grabbed my camera, fired off a bunch of available light photos, and those were some of my favorite ones from the entire two-hour session.
Yeah.
So that's...
they're real.
They are real.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, we're not yelling, look at here, look at here, look at here, and then hopefully she's going to smile. It's that... and when I do portrait sessions, I shoot those moments as well.
Yeah.
I get them to look, but once they're not looking, I fire away because it's those sort of in-between moments that I like.
Yeah.
It is, like you said, the real moments that you can look at the picture and it speaks to you. So that's what I want to focus on this year.
Okay.
What else you got?
I don't know if this is really in the true sense of resolution, but I want to buy a lens this year. I really have been kit lens and the cheap 50 millimeter from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I want to buy a lens. I'm still kind of seesawing in my mind back and forth about what I'm going to get. I think I'm leaning more and more towards another prime lens, just a wider prime lens, but there's still a little bit of decision-making to be done. I'm reading reviews about everything under the sun. So at some point in this next year, probably near my birthday, mm-hmm. I will buy a lens.
We'll put the word out to all our listeners when your birthday is.
Yeah, my birthday is in May, so there's time. There's still time. So,
when you say wider, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm obviously on the crop sensor, so I'm thinking something... mostly what I've been looking at is like 28, 30 millimeter primes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So something in that range.
We're going to talk about that in next show. We'll mention it, but we're going to do a show about crop sensors coming up. Not next show, but in the near future. That's going to be a topic where we discuss what that even means and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In the actual show, it won't be blah, blah, blah. But for right now, we're moving on.
Yeah, so wider than what I've got. Yeah.
Buy a lens. That's actually a good resolution.
Okay.
Because some of them are unattainable. People are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, I don't know, quit smoking or something.
Yeah.
I don't smoke. Adam doesn't smoke. So that's not really one of them.
I'm going to quit drinking coffee. Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
After 11 at night.
And not before 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So that's good. My other one, this one is more of a rule. I'm going to enforce my rules.
Email?
No, I got an iMessage. Oh. I never should have shown my wife how to do that.
Come home now.
Yeah, no. She's.
Are you still on episode one?
That's actually what it says.
You're still on episode one, aren't you?
Done the first one yet? Was the actual word for word.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Great. So you know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, it's going to be rule enforcement. Because I have a lot of rules that people don't really care for.
Right.
But my one rule, and I've had this rule in the past, but I've kind of let it go. And this is it. It's enforced. Nobody, you'll be the only one. Nobody besides you will look at my LCD screen on the back of my camera.
Oh.
I can't stand that.
Secret agent guy.
No, but the thing is when you ever, you know, you snap someone's picture at a party or mostly with kids or whatever, and what's the first thing they do? They come over, can I see it? Can I see it? That's instant gratification, and no, I will email it to you. You can have it. You can see it. This isn't some, you know, secretive thing, but I want you to go and enjoy the moment without taking yourself out of that moment and looking at that image that just happened. This immediate feedback is crazy, and it kills everything, even if it's a fun snapshot. So this year,
okay,
unless it's you and I out shooting where I'm like taking a picture and showing you, hey, here's how I did, or we're comparing shots.
Okay.
That's the only time. Other than that, nobody else will look at my LCD screen this year.
Okay.
And I'm going to I'm going to enforce that.
Okay.
So anything else for you?
I don't
I feel like I've gone to the well once too often anyway.
Yeah, I came up with two. Shouldn't that be good enough?
Maybe your third one should be come up with more resolutions next year.
Yeah.
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 Maybe you're just already, you're just dialed in.
Yeah, I think, well, I really want to do a better job with white balance. I've been cheating a lot with white balance. I still tend to kind of get sucked in on auto white balance and then fiddling mm-hmm. forever on aperture trying to get it right.
Yep.
And I did for Christmas. I think we talked about stocking stuffers and we talked about different things. And I actually did get a set of flash gels. And so there are color correcting flash gels. And so because a lot of the pictures I take are in my house, mm-hmm. I'm going to problem solve what the white balance needs to be with the proper flash gel.
Oh, you can't use auto white balance with flash gels.
No.
You're
exactly
in trouble.
No, but that's exactly it. I'm going to have to problem solve it. And then I figure once I sort it out in my house, at least in my house, I want to stop getting away from the yellow mixed lighting that I've got in here and all the fiddling and try to get it right.
Great. That's a great one.
So
that's the one that I think a lot of people feel like they want to get white balance, right? And that's one of my resolutions a couple years ago when it was informal, when we didn't have a show, when I was just standing against a white wall talking to it. but that's one of the things I tried to do is say, listen, like I come from that background anyway where you have to nail white balance.
Yeah.
But once it went to raw and you can get lazy, like everybody else, the tendency is, you know what? I will deal with that in the AM.
Now, here's a question. Would I be better served to do it with flash gels, or would I be better served to just get a gray card and do it with a gray card?
That is a huge question.
Is there an easy answer?
No.
Okay, could be either.
Why don't we deal with that in another show?
Okay.
Because that's going to be really open-ended, and you're going to accuse me of rambling when it's actually, there's a lot of variables there.
Okay.
So we'll deal with that later.
Can't wait.
So my other one...
I'll just struggle for the next 2 months, and then you can
sort
me out later.
Wonderful. the next one I had, I dealt with in my overarching photo challenge. I want to simplify things, so let's just skip past that one. Now this one's not so much a resolution, but it goes to your lens resolution. It's very similar.
I
want to buy two things.
Okay.
I had talked a couple of shows ago about wanting to buy a new photo bag.
Yeah.
And I kind of came to the realization that that wasn't the best use of my finances.
Okay.
Like it would be nice for traveling, but I don't think I would get the most use out of it daily. And so now I have my eye, I'm 99% from buying it, one of these professional eyepieces for the LCD screen.
Okay.
So I can shoot video.
Yeah.
Not so I can shoot video, but so I can maintain focus while shooting video. Now, I bumped into a guy during the polar bear shoot who actually was using one. And I kind of interrupted him and was like, hey, is that, because it's the exact one I want to buy. And I asked him about it, but he was kind of busy, and so I asked him to email me, which he has not. So I kind of wanted to ask him some real-world questions about how he uses it.
Yeah.
But he seemed to like it, because he gave me the real quick answer was, yeah, I love it. It feels like I'm in a video game. I didn't know what that meant. I don't want to feel like I'm in a video game. I want to make sure my images are in focus.
Right.
You know, and I can see everything. So that's kind of what I want.
Was he shooting polar bears?
Yeah, he was shooting people swimming or interviewing people or something.
Right.
I wasn't really paying attention to what he was doing. But that's part of what I want to get. But I also, for a long time, I've heard people ask me and I've thought about getting these adapter rings to fit old Canon lenses onto the new cameras.
Okay.
Now, we have a closet full of them. Not really have a closet full of them, but we have a bunch of nice lenses that you can't use on the new Canon lenses. They changed around 1986 or something when they went to autofocus. But I have a bunch of manual lenses on the FD mount.
Yeah.
Really awesome glass that you can't use. But they make adapter rings so you can use them on your new cameras.
But only in manual focus.
Only in manual focus, yes. Right. So up until now, I haven't really wanted to do that because there's a couple limitations. One of them is basically just an adapter ring, and thus it's the camera, the lens sticks out from the camera a tiny bit, which changes your basically your crop a little bit. Also, because it sticks out, it changes the focal length a little bit, and you can't focus to infinity. So that's limiting. So they also make another version that has a, like a little sort of lens in there as well, which now allows you to focus to infinity.
Okay.
So the thing, that thing's about $60, the more expensive one with the lens. But I don't know how good that lens is. So I don't know what kind of image I'm going to get. And this isn't for stills. I have no use for this for stills. But for video, for film, these are such unbelievably great lenses. And I'm happy to manual focus.
Right. Because you're going to be manual focusing anyways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's my resolution is I'm gonna get one. I'm not sure which one I'm going to get yet, whether it's the Infinity one or the not Infinity one, but I'm going to buy one of those in the new year and the eyepiece.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
And my other resolution is to basically be slightly more awesome.
And to make shorter podcasts.
We're only at the 4-hour mark right now. So once I edit this down, it'll only be 2.5 hours. No, just kidding. We're not even close on that.
All right.
Came well under. You know what we need for next week?
Photo challenge.
Photo challenge. You got one?
Yes. Black and white.
Why is it black and white and not white and black?
I don't know. Sounds better.
What do you think in your black and white pictures? Is there more white or more black?
It depends.
I'm asking you right now. The ones that you take.
I don't take a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, and
no, I
Mr. Improv.
Should there be more black? Should there be more white?
No, I don't have an answer. I'm trying to think about it, and is that the closing bell?
Yeah,
dang, time's up. It's my wife texting me again. Are you done the second show? Yes, dear.
You've got to be close to the second one, right? Going to bed now.
Yeah, wait a second. Don't come home. Awesome. Wonderful. So, okay, black and white.
Doesn't matter. Is there more black stripes or more white stripes? The zebra asked that question in Madagascar.
Great.
Are you black with white stripes or are you white with black stripes?
I like the white stripes. Mm.
The band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not... married. I think so. There was some weird stuff going on. Black and white next week. All right, I can take a black and white photo.
And it could be of anything. Open-ended.
That's awesome. So, and... for people out there, you know, what I meant to mention in the new year, especially if you're looking, you know, if you missed the photo challenge,
yeah,
please do not hesitate to send ones in from 4 weeks ago, eight weeks ago.
Some people do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So by all means, we will still address them because I know you can't get out there every single. The idea is to do it every week.
Right.
And we prefer if you didn't reach back into your archives and go, oh, I have a picture that fits. We would like you to shoot a new one just because it gets everybody involved.
Yes, and it challenges you a little bit to make a picture under this context.
Absolutely. But we're not really in a position to be limiting people. So, you know, no. If you want to send in pencil sketches of things, we'll count that too. until we get the Adam Carolla numbers and then you're out.
That's right.
So that's awesome. Black and white for next week. Okay. Until then, where can people find all your pictures?
Schwartz Chronicles.
You're in focus pictures now.
Schwartz Chronicles. My wife hasn't been posting, so I've got a backlog of pictures. She's got to post from the holidays. So, yeah, soon enough. I think she's
Seattle.
Up there. She's up there right now blogging away.
We'll check it out after this.
So, schwartzchronicles.com.
Wonderful.
And your stuff.
As always, alanattridge.com. You can find both of us at twohosers.com. Two Hosers on Twitter. The rest you can find on twohosers.com. We got a bunch of links and all of that. So, that's it. Beginning.
Take it home.
Beginning of the new year. This is it. 2012. Here we go.
Episode 52.
Buckle your seatbelt, Schwartz.
Yeah.
Get your helmet on. Grab your Velcro shoes. We're doing this. All right. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.